Welcome to today's episode where we are going to talk to Annalise. Annalise, thank you for joining us today.
Yes, thanks for having me here.
Yes. Annalise is one of our buyer's agents. She also does listings, but she really kind of specializes and leans into helping first-time buyers. I think it's where her heart is.
Yes.
She really enjoys that. So we've recently done a couple of episodes about first-time buyers, and I thought it would be a great idea to bring Annalise in today to talk about just the kind of the process for first-time buyers. Tell us, just kind of give us an idea of where people should start.
Talk to a lender.
That's perfect. Yes.
Start there. Save your money if you can, if you have the ability to set money aside.
But so they have to have $20,000?
No. Which is really neat because a lot of people stay away from home buying and continue to rent because they think that purchasing a home is out of reach, and it's not. There are a lot of programs in place to help first-time home buyers, and not just first-time home buyers,
but
anyone who's looking to buy a home. But in our area, one that's common that we see is a USDA rural development loan, which is great. There are income requirements, so that is a 0% down loan. You still do have to come up with those closing costs, but when you work with an experienced realtor, they can help negotiate seller concessions most of the time. You know, it's just don't think of it as a roadblock. Go out, get educated. There's first-time home buyer education with lenders. Yes. And different companies that partner with lenders to offer down payment assistance programs if you qualify, which is really neat. So with any of the home loans, FHA, VA, HUD 184 loans, you can get up to 5% in down payment assistance if you qualify. So there's also income limits there. Have to meet those requirements and have about a 640 to a 680 credit score.
Okay.
So if your credit is not great, start working on that. And a lender can help you, you know, bridge the gap, see what you need to do to get up to where you need to be to qualify for a loan. So just ask questions if you don't know.
Okay. There we go. We're done. There she answered all of the questions. That was phenomenal. Guys, it really is this simplistic in the sense that you as a buyer, whether you're a first-time buyer or a second-time buyer or a third-time, whatever, you don't have to know all the answers. You just need to connect with someone that has a heart for it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But then also understands that it's a process and everyone's going to be different. Annalise may be able to help you negotiate with the seller to cover that. Maybe you just have a small portion and she can help negotiate the other. But she also, as you can tell, very knowledgeable of other programs that you may qualify for. So the number one thing that she said is start with a lender. And I know she knows this, but she was assuming you knew it too. But a local lender.
Yes.
Yes, because not all lenders are created equal. If it's a lender from out of state, then we have all kinds of crazy things, everything from the McGirt to Cherokee Nation, things that can affect that loan. Also, if you're interested in the down payment assistance programs, those need to be local to be able to get that to go through. So you could just reach out to Annalise. She can get you connected with a local lender that is familiar with those and kind of figure out what happens. There was something else that she said that I wanted to lean into. I know, because I always say, you know, first-time buyers, and that's just not the case. You don't have to be a first-time buyer. You could literally be selling the home you're in now and still qualify for one of these programs, which is great.
Yes.
You know, so if you the home you bought is not working for you, we can help you with that. She can help you sell it and then help you turn around and buy a home. So,
love to do that.
She's like, call me. Perfect. Okay. And on the down payment assistance program, tell me a little bit more about, like, what if they're not at a 640, 670? Do they just need to give it up and go away, or?
No. I mean, your lender can help you, and it goes down to, you know, also your debt to income ratio. And really getting your credit score up, there are a lot of avenues to do that. And a lender can tell you, I mean, it may just take 30 days, which is not that Correct. Long to wait when you're talking about, you know, a lifelong commitment of buying a home. And if you're talking about trading in, you know, renting and spending money paying someone else's mortgage to building equity in your own home.
But the interest rates are so high.
Actually, we're looking at interest rates that are the lowest that we've seen for this year. So it's really a good time to, you know, if you haven't jumped in and talked to a lender, to do that now.
Absolutely.
And I mean, yes, they fluctuate. You know, there's no magic ball, you know, that right. tells us what they're going to be. But with these down payment assistance programs and, you know, sometimes the willingness of sellers to help with those concessions, even, you know, a little bit of fluctuation in an interest rate is, it can be worked through. So
right.
Not a roadblock.
And the other thing is, the other day we were having coffee and we were kind of talking, and it's what led to, hey, I want you to come on the podcast and talk about this. She was just kind of being giddy, and I was like, what are you so excited about? And she said, tax season. I was like, why are you excited for that? Tell us a little bit about why tax season makes you excited for your buyers.
Because you might be getting money soon,
okay,
you know?
Okay.
And you haven't thought about that really, like, oh, I could use
a portion of that. Yes.
To, you know, go towards a new home. Like, that's super cool. So, just some things that we think, you know, we don't have it right now, so we think we don't have it, but there are things coming.
Absolutely. So. I love that. And I think the last thing that we were talking about is just when people think, well, the interest rates are too high, and you love saying, well, and if you're paying rent, it's all interest, right? In the sense that you get no credit for it.
Yes.
So I think that that's important. And then also just being aware that our market is totally different than most markets because we are a college town.
Yes.
I mean, that's probably not the only reason, but it's one of the main reasons that our rent here is astronomical.
Yes.
So a lot of times you genuinely can purchase and your payments will be less than your rent.
Mm-hmm.
I know what all of you haters are thinking, but you've got to have, you know, insurance and taxes and maintenance. Yeah, I totally agree with all of that. This is for adults only, right?
Yes.
But as opposed to staying in a rental, and we have rentals that are not that great.
Yep.
And you don't have all of the extra amenities that you could possibly end up having. So I think that's important. And I like that you were passionate about that.
I've helped a lot of first-time home buyers and young families. And it's really neat to see the growth process, or have someone come in. You know, it's exciting to be able to walk them through that. I've learned a lot, but I'm also helping them learn. I'm really grateful for our local lenders who give us the information that we have, you know, because it does change. I mean, things change day to day, but they are up on, you know, what they need to know to help you out. So just connect with somebody. You know, we're not just going to give you the name of a lender. You can shop around and choose the one that you like. So.
Yeah, but we will give you three names of local lenders
yes.
that you could choose or utilize. Actually, we've got 4 to 5 really great local mm-hmm. lenders, and those are the names that we'll put out. And everyone's situation is a little bit different. So if you're really super techie and don't really never really want to talk to them at all, then we'll say, okay, these are the three you should. If you're more face-to-face and want to sit down and bring in actual copies of all of your documentation, we'll give you the top three for that. Just let us know, you know, how you like to communicate, and we'll make sure that we connect you with the lender that kind of fits. But honestly, keeping it local saves time, money, and tons of frustration.
Yes.
Yeah, for
absolutely.
Sure. Absolutely. So anything else, Annalise, for these, I'm not going to say first-time buyers, for these buyers who are looking for maybe getting some assistance or information?
Give me a call. Reach out. I can connect you with somebody who can give you the answers. There's no wrong questions. We all start somewhere, so don't be intimidated by it.
I love that. I think that's the main thing. And I think it's funny because most of the time when I see Annalise, she's like this. She's got a phone to her ear. She's a true relational realtor. Like, she wants to have a conversation. She wants to make sure you truly understand it. She's not going to cut you off. She's not going to just send you yes or no answers. So whether you like to text, email, or you want to have a conversation and you've got questions, that's the bottom line. Don't be intimidated. Annalise will walk you through the entire process and help you connect with a local lender to see if you qualify for any of those programs. And if not, what are the other options?
Right.
So, love that. Thank you so much for joining us today. Guys, as always, please like, follow, and share. And if you have a topic that you would like for us to discuss, please shoot that over to us and we'll review it and see if it's something that is a good fit. And if you have questions as a buyer or as a seller, Annalise's information will be below. Please reach out. She's happy to help. Thanks.
Thanks.